So, Ben, have you ever heard of Gary Chicago International Airport?
Gary, Chicago? That's, wait, is that actually in Chicago?
Nope, that's the thing. It's in Gary, Indiana, about 25 miles southeast of downtown Chicago. The official code is GYY.
Ah, the old put the big city's name in your airport's title trick.
Exactly. And honestly, it makes sense on paper, right? Chicago has O'Hare and Midway, both of which can be absolutely chaotic. So why not have an alternative nearby?
I'm guessing from your tone that this didn't exactly work out as planned.
Well, let's just say it's had a complicated history. The airport started as a military airfield back in the 1950s, then transitioned to civilian use in the 70s and 80s. But the real push came in the 2000s when they did this major rebranding effort.
To position themselves as the alternative to O'Hare's madness.
Precisely. They even did significant terminal renovations between 2013 and 2015. The infrastructure is actually pretty solid. They've got two runways. The main one is over 7,000 feet long, which can handle 737s and A320s no problem.
So, what's the terminal like? I'm imagining something pretty modest compared to O'Hare.
Oh, it's tiny. We're talking about 15,000 square feet. For comparison, that's like one small section of a gate area at a major airport.
Wow.
But here's the interesting part. That smallness is actually one of its advantages: minimal wait times, quick security screening, free parking usually available, easy to navigate. You could probably get from your car to your gate in like 10 minutes.
That does sound appealing. I mean, I've spent longer than that just waiting in the security line at O'Hare.
Right? And that's been their selling point. But the downside is pretty significant: very limited flight options, minimal food and beverage choices, basic amenities at best, and the ground transportation situation isn't great.
No train connection to Chicago?
Nope, you're basically driving, taking a taxi, or using a rideshare, which kind of defeats the purpose if you're trying to avoid Chicago traffic to get to O'Hare, you know?
So, what kind of commercial service do they actually have? I'm guessing not Delta and United running hourly flights.
Well, here's where it gets sad. As of 2024, they don't really have scheduled commercial service.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, it's primarily a general aviation facility now. So, private planes, corporate aircraft, charter flights. They've tried multiple times to get commercial carriers in there. Allegiant Air did some seasonal routes to Florida back in 2015, 2016, and there were various other attempts in the early 2000s, but nothing stuck.
That's got to be frustrating. What happened?
I mean, it's a combination of things. O'Hare and Midway are these massive established hubs with tons of routes and connections. Even if Gary is less crowded, if you can't fly where you need to go, what's the point?
True. And airlines probably look at the economics and think, why would we start a route from Gary when we know O'Hare will fill up?
Exactly. Plus, there's the whole issue of market awareness. A lot of people in Chicago probably don't even know this airport exists, or if they do, they don't think of it as a real option.
So, what's the future look like? Is it just going to sit there empty?
Not empty, but it's probably going to evolve rather than compete directly with the big guys. They're focusing more on cargo operations, which makes sense. You don't need passenger amenities for cargo, and the location could work well for logistics.
And you mentioned general aviation. That seems like a natural fit.
Yeah, corporate and private aviation is growing there. They've got maintenance facilities, flight training operations, that kind of thing. It's less glamorous than being a commercial airport, but it's viable.
It's kind of a shame, though. The idea of having a convenient, uncrowded alternative to O'Hare is really appealing.
It really is. And they keep trying. They're exploring public-private partnerships, still reaching out to low-cost carriers. The infrastructure is there, it's capable, but you've also got Gary's broader economic challenges affecting development, the lack of that crucial public transit connection.
Yeah, if there was a train that went straight from downtown Chicago to Gary Airport in 30 minutes, that would be a game changer.
Absolutely. That's probably the missing piece, but building that kind of infrastructure is incredibly expensive and complicated.
So it sounds like the realistic future is more of a mixed-use approach, some cargo, some private planes, maybe occasional charters.
That's the assessment. They've got nearly 600 feet of elevation, good runway infrastructure, customs facilities, even if they're limited. There's potential there. Just maybe not as Chicago's third major commercial airport.
It's one of those things where the concept makes perfect sense on a map, but the reality is way more complicated.
Exactly. Geography isn't everything. You need the economic viability, the connections, the passenger demand that specifically wants to use that airport.
Well, if I ever need to fly my private jet into the Chicago area.
Your private jet?
Okay, the private jet I'll rent someday. Gary Chicago International, here I come.
And you'll have plenty of free parking when you get there.